Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
Yes, Sherry is here from Plants for All Seasons off of 249. And if you're just joining us, this is Home Show Garden Pros. And we have a rotation of garden experts in our city who come through the studio and answer your questions or your concerns about your garden. And you have heard Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy. You've heard Anita from there answering your questions on a weekend or two. We have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens out in Richmond-Rosenberg area. Both Danny and Joey have been in the studio with us. Nature's Way Resources is north of the Woodlands, and they come in here. We've had Abby and John Ferguson out here. And today, Plants for All Seasons, Sherry is here. They are up off of 249. You just exit and voila, there mm-hmm. she is. Beautiful place. We were just taking a virtual tour in our minds of the expansions and the new items they've got, and it's a full house right now for mm-hmm. sure. And you know, you talked about the hanging baskets, and I've right. gotten a few beautiful hanging baskets, and I've taken one of my baskets that I, you know, refill every season, and I've done it on my own, but occasionally I've taken it in to Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Kelly, just do something
fun. Make it beautiful.
Make it beautiful, and I can do it, but it gives me another idea and a sense mm-hmm. of, oh yeah, okay, you know, mine looked this good also, and she put something in there that is just unique and beautiful,
right.
and it'll just give you a new idea, so not to be intimidated, because I can be intimidated when I walk by those beautiful, the pots full mm-hmm. of arrangements that she does.
Are yeah, just Kelly and Liz are very talented that way.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just think of them like floral arrangements.
Yes.
And they make it look beautiful the day it's planted.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for it to fill in. And it's just, they're gorgeous.
And they last,
mm-hmm.
which is lovely. So, you know, you can go in there and buy one that's already been made beautiful.
Right.
Or you can go to your area where you've got the new pots mm-hmm. and create your own. And she's great at even just helping me fill. I'm like,
right.
okay, I'm going to do this one myself, but give me a hint. What's my spillover for this one if it's going to get full sun or if it's mm-hmm. going to get shade?
Mm-hmm.
So that's so helpful. Like I said, we are here with Sherry at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Plants for All Seasons. And we have talked about what we can do with our grass. We've talked about fruit trees. I want to just find out really quickly about the grass. We've talked a lot about it because we're kind of the in-between seasons,
mm-hmm.
but the pre-emergent that we do, that we put on our yards here in Houston, is that something we do regularly throughout the year?
Yes, if you're going to try to prevent weeds, if you just have a weedy situation and you want to try to prevent them, then yes, you would have to do that throughout the year, because over time, the product that's in the pre-emergent will dilute.
Okay.
So you have to replenish it.
Okay.
So, you know, they could last up to 6 months if we dried out and didn't have a lot of rain. But I would say about every 3 months you would reapply.
Okay. All right.
My philosophy on that is, if you don't have a problem, don't use anything you don't need. So
yeah.
don't use a pre-emergent just
okay.
because.
Okay.
But if you have an area where you're getting little seeded weeds mm-hmm. that you need to work on the soil in that area, you may prevent them from popping up from seed. And it doesn't work on all weeds, right? Only the little seeded
right.
weeds, like chickweed, for instance.
Okay.
If you could have gotten your timing right on the pre-emergent in the fall, we wouldn't have the chickweed up right now.
Okay, because then the seeds won't fall to re-germinate.
You got it.
Okay. All yep. right. So we can just check in with one of our Home Show Garden Pros also and say,
sure.
hey, look, I'm seeing a problem consistently, and they may guide us towards
a pre-emergent.
Using it consistently. Okay.
You got it.
Well, this is Plants for All Seasons with Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros, and you can join our conversation at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. We are sitting here with Plants for All Seasons. Miss Sherry Hera is here to answer your questions about your garden. Whatever concerns you have, I'm sure I might have them too, and I just haven't thought of asking her what to do about it. The number is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. You can also go to Home Show Garden Pros on the web, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there is all sorts of information on there. There are links to all of our Home Show Garden Pros. You can send in a question if you want, and we will read it on the show, and we'll get back. We'll send you an answer via email also if you don't hear it on the show. There's a listen button. You can, you know, sit at your desk and listen via your computer and the website. So there's all sorts of information on the Home Show Garden Pros for you. And someone has sent in an Ask a Pro question. And she wants to know, this is Connie, and she wants to know, can you give me a recipe for potting soil? I think my current recipe is draining too fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you are making your own potting soil, that definitely is an option. I think there's so many great potting soils on the market. I wouldn't want to go through trying to find all the different raw ingredients, but you certainly can make your own potting soil. So first you have your base. So there's several different bases. You could do a compost base, which will decompose over time and probably shrink in your pot. You could do a peat moss, sphagnum peat moss base, which is what most potting soils are made out of, or coconut core. So that's going to be your structure, your base, most of what your potting soil is going to be made up of. So you would do probably about 3/4 of the base, and then we're going to add our amendments to it. Things that we can amend, it just depends on what we're growing. If we're doing vegetables, we want to do several different types of manure. So chicken manure, cow manure, horse manure, things like that we can mix in if we're doing vegetables. Plus, we want to make sure this drains well. But in her case, she said it's draining too well. Mm-hmm. So you want to put a little bit of vermiculite and perlite. So if you don't want it to drain as fast, don't put as much perlite. Perlite will be very porous and the water will go through. So you would add a little bit more vermiculite, would hold on to some of the water. You want to have both because you want to make sure that your pot stays aerated with the perlite, but hold on to enough moisture with the vermiculite. So, and then you have to think, you know, are you doing seedlings? You want something really fine so that there's not a lot of big chunks in it. Because we don't want the big chunks to inhibit root growth.
Okay.
So it really just depends on what we're doing. But like I said, there are so many great potting soils that are already done.
Yeah.
You just dump them in your pot and go.
Right.
So.
And we played with some when we planted the avocado tree and when we did the potatoes. And they're so soft.
Yeah.
And you talked a lot about local, you know, and I think that's really important. At least I've learned from you guys, from the Home Show Garden Pros, that, you know, buying from the Home Show Garden Pros, you get local, and it gives your plants an extra boost and more ability to thrive. So this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and she is up on 249, but she's sitting in the studio this morning with us, and she would love to answer your questions. We just talked about making your own potting soil, but even better, you can swing by her place and any of our Home Show Garden Pros and pick up your own and ask questions depending on what it is that you're going to plant, and they will guide you on the best source for success. So we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros. We'll return after this.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscapers' pride, and to do that, we have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. I've got a question about my backyard. So through the winter, it's looking a little lumpy and bumpy. There are some low areas and high areas, and it seems like those low areas can be a risk for collecting water. How best can I level this out?
Well, I have two recommendations for you. One is our topsoil. It is an enriched topsoil, so it is not super clumpy. You're able to actually work with it how you need. It's great for filling in low spots, filling in holes, just leveling out your yard in general. And then along with that, if you just need to add a new top layer to your lawn in general, we've got a great top dressing product called Healthy Soil Compost that is designed specifically for top dressing lawns.
Great, thank you. So for the lumps and bumps, I should go with the topsoil that will enrich it for this?
Absolutely.
That's Jenny from Landscapers Prides. Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
We sure do. It is www.landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Good morning. That sun is shining, and it's just waiting for us to go outside and take that big, deep breath of the morning cool weather that we have outside. But it's going to be a lovely day to be out in the garden or the yard or just wander around one of our Home Show Garden Pros today to get some ideas and inspiration on what we can do in our yard. I am here with Plants for All Seasons. Sherry Hara is here to answer your questions, and we have got Terry on the line who has a question or concern. Or Terry, good morning.
Morning, ladies. How are we doing today?
We're good.
I've spoken to you a couple of weeks ago, and this avocado tree is just freaking me out. It probably has 200 little avocados on it.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's such a small tree. It's a 3-year-old tree.
Yeah.
3 years old. And it's in a pot. Mm-hmm. And it's only about 4 foot tall, maybe, 4 feet, but it's about 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
But the limbs are so small. How in the world am I going to have it hold up all these avocados? Will they stay on?
No. It'll naturally abort some because it knows it can't sustain them. But I would help it out a little bit and just selectively take off probably half of those, and then let's see how many it gets rid of. I wouldn't let it try to take on that many fruit.
I mean, this is the first year for it, and it just is going crazy.
Yeah, I know. Ours at the nursery bloomed like mad this year. So I think the weather was just perfect for it. So, I would go ahead and take some off and just be a little extra sweet to that plant because it is working very hard, and give it a little extra plant food.
Oh, okay. Give a little bit of extra plant food.
You got
it. And then, is there a specific plant? I'm sorry to interrupt, but like, is there a specific one for the avocados or just?
Anything for citrus is going to be good for avocados.
Okay. That's what I've been giving it.
Yep.
I'm just trying to make sure.
Perfect.
Okay, I do have one more question.
Sure.
No, go ahead.
Some of these big pots. Now, of course, the freeze last year, I lost 8 trees, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's okay. I had them wrapped. I had everything. Anyway, they still got them. These big pots full of this dirt, I'm thinking about just piling it up in one pile and just reusing that dirt. Is that advisable or not? I mean, I've already got the trees and stuff.
Yeah, you can use the dirt, but amend it. So maybe get a fresh bag of potting soil or compost and, dump it all out, turn it all over. But, yes, you can reuse.
But the worst-case situation, would I be able to just spread it out in the yard to help the yard?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Never waste some soil.
No, I agree. No, but I was going to throw it out in the yard because, again, I just bought a truckload from Nature's Way. So,
yes.
Like I said, I figured I'd just use the fresh dirt for the new plant.
You got it. Perfect.
Well, thank y'all so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Well, that's great. Great to know. So I'm curious, though. I wanted to ask him about so he's going to repot the new trees in the pots, I guess.
Uh-huh. Sounded like it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. But boy, the avocado tree is just producing like crazy.
Yeah.
Do you suggest where we start taking off those minis?
So I've had one before where it just had an extreme amount of fruit. And I would just run my fingers along the fruit, just very lightly touching. Mm-hmm. And the ones that really didn't get pollinated all the way will just gently fall off.
Oh.
And then as they start to swell and grow more, mm-hmm. then okay, those are viable, but I want to take about 50% of those off,
okay.
At least 50%.
And just all around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, you got
okay.
it.
Wow, he's going to have a great crop of
yes.
avocados.
Yes.
Lots of guacamole to be made.
Right. And you can freeze your avocados.
No.
Mash them up, and you can use a little like ice cream scoop, but the smallest one.
Okay.
And let them freeze on a cookie sheet, and then they don't turn brown.
Oh.
And then put them in a Ziploc bag once they're frozen.
The
so
little
that
round circles.
Mm-hmm, round circles in the Ziploc bag. And you can leave them in there and then pull them out as you want to make fresh guacamole or add them to a salad or make a dressing. Yes. You never want to waste them because, a lot of times people think, oh, there's nothing I can do with it. It's going to turn black.
Yeah.
So, but you can freeze them and it keeps them from browning.
And you don't have to add lemon juice
to
them. Okay. So just scoop them out with a scooper.
Mash them up.
Freeze
them in the scooper. Yep. Freeze them on a cookie sheet. Throw them in a baggie.
That is great.
Yes.
What a good idea. And then also share with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a treat, because it just, everybody knew where they were coming from and it was just fun.
And you know how they've been treated.
Right, right.
No chemicals. Now, mm-hmm. I say that. Mm-hmm. When we're talking our stone crops, which are stone fruit, which mm-hmm. we didn't talk about,
okay.
As far as insects and fungus. They can be prone to a few different insects that you may need to do sprayings for. Now, there's several different organic sprays that you can get,
mm-hmm.
But there's a plum curculo that gets on the plums and the peaches. And you have it once the fruit is formed.
What does it look like?
It looks like a little kind of half moon shape piercing.
Okay.
But once the bug gets in there, then the fruit is bad. So you want to, as it's flowering, you want to go out and spray about every 7 days until the fruit is formed. Because what it is the little bug lays her larva in the flower, and then the fruit forms around the larva, And then the little...
It's in there.
Uh-huh. Or the adults go and pierce the fruit, too.
Okay, so is this a preventative spray, or we only...
This would be preventative.
Okay.
If you've had them in the past, then I would definitely do a preventative. What happens is the fruit drops, the larva goes down into the soil, and then the bug comes up. And it's just like this never-ending cycle. So you have to break that cycle.
Okay, what is the preventative spray?
There's several different botanical sprays that you could use. And then there are orchard sprays that they have chemicals in them, but they're not as bad of chemicals as like in the past. We have one, I think, that has sulfur and maybe pyrethrin in it that will act as a fungicide and insecticide. So
okay, and you have that at Plants for All Seasons?
We do, of course.
Okay. All right, so that's a great, for the plums and peaches in particular.
And your apples, too. You can do it on your apples.
Okay, because I've got an apple.
Yep.
Okay.
So as it starts to form flower buds, you would start your spraying. You don't want to go out and spray when you have heavy bee activity. So,
Yep.
You just want to make sure that we're like in a midday, usually. We're not going to have a lot of bee activity.
Okay.
It's usually earlier and then, you know, before sunset.
Is bee activity.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So middle of the day, we don't want to get the bees.
Yeah.
We need those guys.
Yeah, so just kind of time your sprayings around when they're out there.
Oh, that's great information. I need to do that with my apple tree for sure.
Yep.
This is Sandy, and most importantly, Sherry from Home Show Garden Pros. She is at Plants for All Seasons, and she is our expert for today. And we are talking everything green, grass, gardens, landscaping. Give us a call and let us know if you've got any questions for Sherry at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Time passages.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Sherry Hera is here with us to answer your questions from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We have garden pros rotating through here to answer your questions every Saturday morning. You have heard from Nelson Water Gardens in the past. You have heard from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and today is Plants for All Seasons with Sherry. And we have got a couple of callers waiting here for us, Sherry. So first we have Carol. Carol, you are on with Sherry.
Okay, thanks. My problem is I've got some thornless dewberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to know how to stake them up and to wrangle them.
Yes. Okay, so they're thornless, so that it won't be as deadly. That's a good thing.
Right.
I have used something as simple as a tomato cage before and kind of fed them up through the tomato cage and let them, you know, kind of hang over. Or up against a wooden fence. So do you have either option? Are they not planted yet? Or are they planted and been growing?
No, I planted them, yes. So I've got two of them. Mm-hmm. I've got several of them. So I've got some planted against the fence, and they've got these like 10 to 15 feet long tendrils just going every which way, everywhere.
Right, yeah.
And then the other one actually broke off accidentally working around it, broke it off, and then it started branching out more bushy. And I tried to put a tomato cage over it, but it wasn't going to happen.
It's too, okay, yeah.
Breaking it more, so.
Okay, so some big wooden, like one by one cedar pieces you could take and put through the middle of the plant, and then take some garden twine or some miracle tie and kind of tie them up in around the middle. It's hard to explain without you seeing my hands move. Yeah. So kind of gathering them up as one and then letting them kind of hangover, because they'll just keep sprawling over the yard. So you need to kind of, like you said, wrangle them up in the middle. So tie them around to pull them up. And I use the stick or the one by one as something to give it some support.
Well, they're kind of on a trellis right now, but mm-hmm. they've just outgrown the trellis.
Yeah, so you'll have to think of something bigger.
I think they just keep going.
Yeah, they'll keep going, but the best place to put them is like next to your 6-foot wooden fence if you have one of those, because they'll kind of grow
that's
up.
Where it is.
Yeah, you can attach it. Yeah, you can attach it to the fence like with some eye hooks and some garden twine, so kind of gather it up and garden twine around there until it gets to the top of the fence, and then it'll flop over.
Okay, so it's never going to be any kind of a bush, or I'm trying to plan for the future. Like,
yeah, no,
what's
it's
going to do next year.
Yeah, it's going to get quite large, and so we have one down the street from us that is hanging over the side of the fence, and so we can pick it on the other side of the fence. But they get quite large, so you do need to plan for that as far as space goes. And yes, you can selectively prune out some of those long, crazy runners, but you want to have a good bit of them so you can get the fruit off of them.
Right, yeah. I'm just trying to, like, you got to plant around them. I was thinking mm-hmm. about getting some cattle panels so I can just have it just go willy-nilly all over.
Yeah, it's gonna need some space, and it's going to get quite large. So not a great plant for a small garden, but if you have the space and you can let it like kind of climb up mm-hmm. the side of the fence and attach it that way, then that's the way to go.
So it's gonna go around along the fence line. It's not gonna come out as much, right?
It'll still come out. You'll have to kind of contain it.
Okay.
Yep. And get it to go over the fence. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Not an easy way. Thanks. Sorry.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy it. Thank you. Well, that's a great question. It sounds like the tying it up around mm-hmm. its base, and then the cattle guards might be something that she could put along the fence to really
yep.
sustain it, because you don't want to damage the fence either, but
no,
we
you
love
don't,
to cover the fence.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, we have got Sherry. Sherry, this is Sharon.
Sharon, yes.
Sharon on the line. Here is Sherry in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have 3 pineapple guavas that are in the big wash tubs,
mm-hmm.
and they're on the patio, and they're about 4 foot tall, 3 foot wide, each one, and they're right at 3 years old.
Okay.
So what do I need to do to amend or whatever to get them to bloom?
Okay. So they're on the patio. Are they getting good sun at
yes.
least 5
full
hours?
Sun.
Full sun. Okay, good. And how often are you feeding them?
I feed them with the MicroLife probably about every 3 months lightly.
Okay.
Because I water them so often.
Okay. And then when was the last time you gave them a haircut?
I haven't.
Okay.
Because they were growing. They were so small when I planted them.
Yes. So. Okay. Yeah. So pineapple guava typically blooms late spring, early summer. And mm-hmm. it sounds like you're feeding it enough. You might bump that up a little bit just to push some new growth on them. Okay. And they should bloom for you. You said they started small. This is the 3rd year. They should start blooming and producing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they're done blooming and fruiting, then let's go ahead and give them a haircut about a third of their height so that they can push on some new growth so that hopefully you get more flowers next year.
Okay. What about the soil? Because they are in these tubs. I need to amend that or fluff it up or something?
Yeah, you can add some good compost, like the leaf mold compost.
Right.
You can add that to the top. If you wanted to pull them out and mix that in and then replant them, you could do that as well.
I don't think I'll do that yet.
Okay. but you can add the compost.
They may be root bound. I might need to give them a root trimming, do you think?
Eventually you may need to. It just depends on how big your wash tubs are. I'm not sure how many gallons that is.
They're the 2x2x2.
Oh, so they're quite large. That's pretty big for a 3 foot tall shrub, 3 to 4 foot tall shrub. So you should be fine for another year. Root bound, it would probably take another year or two for them to get really root bound.
Okay, and then which of the fertilizers should I use? The 6-2-4 okay?
The 6-2-4 or the 8-4-6. Either one of those is going to be good.
Perfect.
Okay. Great, thank you.
My husband said he's going to rip them out.
Oh no, let's give them a chance. Hopefully they'll do it this year.
And then Sharon, hang on, Sherry. What about the watering schedule? If they're getting the full sun and they're in their wash tubs,
they're big wash tubs though. Yeah. So I would say if they're getting the full sun, then they're taking advantage of the rain too, because there shouldn't be anything covering them. Okay. And right. I would say if we go like 10 days of dry, then maybe one or two waterings in the meantime.
Okay.
But for the most part, it sounds like they're in wash tubs. They have enough soil to hold on to some moisture, and they're getting to take advantage of the rain, so they should be fine. Well, very low water users too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they were babies. They were like just one little stem, when I planted.
Usually it's that third year something magical happens.
Oh. Well,
I'll wait for me.
Yeah.
I hope you see that magic soon, Sharon.
Thanks.
Good luck. Bye. Well, and we've got Mr. Larry. We've got Larry on the line. Larry, what do you have for Sherry?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My orange tree survived last year's freeze and did well.
Good.
But I need to prune it some. I don't know if it's too soon or too late.
I would wait until after it fruits or sets the fruit. They should start blooming. Mine at home are just setting buds right now. So wait until after it blooms and sets fruit. Then you can selectively prune where there's no fruit. And then once you harvest the fruit, sometimes that's late summer, sometimes it's fall, then you could do a bigger pruning on it at that point. But right now, if you did a heavy pruning, you'd be basically pruning off fruit potential.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and feed it and let it set its fruit right now, and then you can selectively prune.
Yeah, ours seems to have, the fruit seems to ripen between October and December.
Okay, so after that, after you harvest all that fruit, then you can do a bigger pruning on it.
Awesome, thank you very much.
You bet.
Hey, Larry, hang on just a second. Larry?
Yes.
So how old is that tree?
Maybe 15 years.
Wow, and it survived last year. Good for you. Did you do anything special to the tree before the freeze?
I bought 3 bags of leaf mold compost and put a mound around the graft.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrapped it with 2 layers of sheets and blankets and put some of those lights that get hot inside there. And it managed to survive.
Wow.
I don't think that was his first rodeo protecting that tree.
I don't think so, but that's great input. Well, good. I'm glad you saved that tree.
Oh, we love the oranges off of it. And yeah, it was... I had an arborist out last year, and he said it's one of the few citrus trees he's seen that survived. And that's the one tree I've been trying to save. So
well, you did it.
I couldn't,
Wonderful. Well, thanks for your call, Larry. And we are at Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And Terry is on the line, but we are going to have Terry just hang on just a few minutes while we take this real quick break, and we will be back with you in just a moment.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For 3 generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're waiting to hear from you at 281-833-3333. I've got Jacob McClendon from Monterey Lawn and Gardens with us. So, Jacob, as we begin to warm up here in Houston, we're coming into spring. What kind of bugs or slugs am I going to potentially see in my garden, and what can I do about those?
So for slugs, we recommend Slug-O. We have three different slug and snail break products. It's going to be Slug-O, which is an iron phosphate-based product. It works only on slugs and snails. And then Slug-O Plus, which is iron phosphate plus spinosad. So you get your slugs and snails. Plus you're going to get like your earwigs, pill bugs, sow bugs, and cutworms. And then Slug-O Max, which is the same as Slug-O. It just covers a larger area, and it's a stronger iron phosphate. So it's going to cover more area. And the good thing about these products is they're all safe to use around pets and wildlife.
And how do these three products work? How are they targeting just the bad bugs in our yard?
So it actually works as an attractant. You don't have to actually put it on a slug or a snail like you would whenever people use salt. It actually has an attractant in it, so the slugs, snails come and feed on it, and then they go away and die, basically.
Well, Jacob, thank you from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products, and you can find his products at Home Show Garden Pros locations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sitting here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, and we have got a line of callers, and we are going to get to you all. We first have Terry, Trish, and then Pablo. So, Terry, you're on the line with Sherry.
Hey, ladies. I'm sorry I have to be a repeat, but I forgot to ask two questions a while ago about trees.
Okay.
Yeah. The trees I took out, of course, I've been babying them for 3 and 4 years, but they're growing, but they're the sour orange plants. Is this? I hate to get rid of plants. Is this something I should keep on growing, just put in the ground just for ornamental?
Oh, no. I would say no. It's not very ornamental. Unless you just like it and it's providing some kind of beauty to your garden or screen, I would say no. It'll get the big thorns and the fruit tastes disgusting. So, now you could take up grafting because you can graft onto that. So that's something to think about. You could YouTube some videos of grafting and
these stalks are beautiful stalks. I mean, they're thick and they're.
Okay.
Second thing is about the grapes. I have grapevines up in my yard, and about 2 years ago, I cut them back, but I did not do it this year. Should I just keep on letting them grow at the time the season is right now? Or just cut them back, man?
How old did you say they were?
Oh, about 5 years old.
Oh, 5 years old? Then yes, you can at this point just let them grow.
Okay.
The first several years, you want to cut them way back, but now you can just let them go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, thank you there, Terry. So Trish, Pablo, and Jeff, hang on just one moment. We're going to take another quick break, and we will get back to you right away at Home Show Garden Pros.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004. Concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all-organic, biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. What's a water garden, you may ask? Well, it is simply a body of water in which you can grow water lilies and other aquatic plants, and you can keep fish as well. We can show you how to do it, or we can even build a water garden for you. We also specialize in fountains, so if you want to add the magic and music of water to your yard, come visit us. And while you're here, stroll our gardens and pick up a bedding plant, a veggie, a tomato, or an herb. We've got it all.
It's time to talk tomatoes. Tomatoes are so easy to grow, and we've got every variety you could think of to fit your needs. We've got Roma-style varieties for you marinara folks out there, cherry tomatoes for salads and just all-around snacking, beefsteak tomatoes, the ones that you slice and put on your mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches, yellow pear, which is a low-acid variety for people who are sensitive to the acid levels, and some exotic varieties, for example, indigo blue, that's a very dark, dark, actually purple, and it looks like a little eggplant. It's time for other veggies as well, and we've got them.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now, back to our show with Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning, Trish. Thanks for hanging on to us. We've got Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. What's your question?
What I am looking for is a couple of plants that are like shrubs, they get like as big as ligustrums, but I'm not really looking for ligustrums. It's in an area where it does get like around 5 hours of light during the day, and something that will cover about 4 feet by 4 feet wide area at the corner of my fence. I have a square backyard, and it'll go from on one corner of my fence and then the other corner of my fence. Something, that'll grow pretty good size, but,
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it better than that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So some things that you could do would be wax myrtle. You could do Japanese blueberry. You could do Japanese yew. There's several different. What part of town are you in?
I am in Taylor Lake Village, and that's outside of Houston, Seabrook.
Near Seabrook. Okay. So what nurseries do we have down there?
Moss.
Okay. So what I would do is take a peruse through there and talk to one of their experts. They could probably show you several different items that would work for that. But I would say fastest growing is going to be something like Japanese blueberry. You could do a holly, like a Savannah holly. It just take pictures with you so that if you want to come out and see me, I'm almost a tomball, but you could take some pictures.
That's a bit of a drive for me.
Yeah, take some pictures so the person that's helping you can kind of put their eyes on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good day, Trish.
You have a good weekend. Bye.
Pablo, this is Sandy, and Sherry is here to answer your question.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
My question is, I live up north in Conroe, and my fiance and I are thinking about planting a tree in our front yard, and one of those trees we're considering is an avocado tree.
Okay.
Now, is that possible to, since it's going to be in our front yard, are we able to prune that tree to where it'll keep a nice appearance?
Yes. Now, yeah, it's yes and no. The problem I see is you're in Conroe, right? Avocados are one of the more cold, tender fruit trees.
Okay.
So where I am in Tomball, about every 3 to 4 years, we have a heavy enough freeze to damage an in-ground avocado. So Conroe, you're going to get colder than us.
Correct.
I would be careful. I would say it's probably better in the backyard because whenever it looks bad, it looks really bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say probably not the best option for you.
So what's a good blooming tree or fruit tree that we can put in the front yard then?
So right now, I think the most adorable little blooming tree is the it's a red bud. And it's called, it just slipped my mind, Autumn Sunrise, I believe. Goodness gracious. It just went out of my mind. It's a yellow-leafed redbud, but it gets the little pink-purple flowers on it in the spring, and then it will get bright green leaves. It's just a beautiful little tree. But something like that would be nice, or a fringe tree, which gets the white flowers, and we'll start to see those bloom like crazy here in the next few weeks. So
Those are nice.
Several different options for you.
And, you know, Plants for All Seasons is at $249, and then you also have Nature's Way Resources up near the Woodlands.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So both of them can help you out on any of those trees. Well, good luck, Pablo. And we have got Jeff on the line. Jeff, can you hang on one moment, and then we will get right back with you with Plants for All Seasons. Sherry is sitting here with us for your question at 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. We are here on Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got a couple of callers waiting for us. But right before we grab Jeff, I just want to mention to Pablo that Sherry had mentioned a red budding tree, and it is the...
It's the Rising Sun Redbud. So sorry. It's just like, you know, have it in your head and you just can't get it out.
Right. And our coffee hasn't quite clicked right. in. Well, anyway, she came up with it. It's the Rising Sun, Pablo, if you want to look for those or ask for that.
Yes.
So good morning, Jeff. What do you have for Sherry?
Thank you for taking my call. So I've got a mulch issue. Mm-hmm. I think I got a bad batch. So okay. My mulch, I got about 3 yards, and... I've got a problem that's disturbing on so many levels. I've got this amazing amount of stinkhorn, and I've done everything that I can, you know, pulling them up, you know, using pesticide or herbicides, and I just can't seem to get rid of these stinky little things.
Okay, so yes, removal is going to be one mode of. To deal with it, but that's going to be like never ending, right? So mushrooms are there trying to break down organic material. So if you have a certain type of mulch that's maybe having a harder time breaking down, then we'll have a lot of those mushrooms come. So one way to go about it is kind of turn it over, get some oxygen underneath that mulch. Sometimes it's like really thick and woody, and then fertilize more aggressively. So if you fertilize more aggressively, that's going to speed up the rate of decomposition, okay? And that's going to make the mushroom go away faster, if that makes sense.
Yeah. From a drastic standpoint, taking all the mulch out and replacing it, is that, I mean...
Sounds like a lot of work.
Or is it just too prolific already in my yard?
No, not necessarily. I would say I would mulch over the top of it with a really high quality, like biologically active mulch, like something from Nature's Way, or even just mulching with compost this season, but also putting down a real nice... application of MicroLife fertilizer, like the 846, the MicroLife Ultimate. That's going to kind of heat up that soil and break down that bad mulch, and then stimulate the biology in the soil to kind of speed all this up. So I would
that's
never...
That the health of my mulch was the issue. That's very good information. Thank you.
Yep, you bet it. Thank you.
And like we said at the beginning, we're almost circling back that the health of our soil is going to tell us a lot.
Yeah.
Sort of know what's popping up, and then it's easier for you as an expert to say, hey, this is what you need to do to correct your soil, and that's going to correct the problem.
And mushrooms are weird, but mushrooms are doing a benefit. They're breaking down organic material. That's what mushrooms always grow on. Decaying organic material, tree stumps, things like that.
Right.
So if we see a lot of them, we go, okay, well, something's working in my garden. Now, what is that? Is my mulch just not decomposed enough? Mm-hmm. Is it too chunky? Is it raw wood that's trying to decompose? Or do we have a tree root somewhere down there that's trying to decompose? And so that you see the fruiting body, you see the mushroom.
Right, the result of that.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Right. And I never remove soil or mulch, I'll amend to make it better.
Right.
It just sounds like a lot of work to take that out.
Right. Use what you have and just tweak it.
Yeah. And a lot of your dyed mulches are going to be more like wood chips.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot longer for it to break down.
Right. Yeah. Don't y'all suggest avoid those dyed mulches?
Avoid it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can.
Well, it has been a whirlwind of topics with Sherry.
Yeah.
And we've just covered all sorts of great information, and we so appreciate you being here with
us.
Absolutely. And we are Home Show Garden Pros, and we are going to step into a break after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.